Okay, we are going to do some in Kufa and Dala today, Bezos Hashem. I just want to go back for one moment to Deli Roll because I rushed it very quickly at the end of Shir last time. I didn't get to say really what I wanted to say, and a bunch of you came back with questions. So let's just review that quickly, and then we'll turn to today's main topic. So the halacha is that when it comes to pashtida, something probably similar, you know, there's some type of dough and you put inside of it vegetables or meat or fish or the like, that is hamotzi. It's hamotzi always, regardless of whether or not you're kovei suda alav. And the question is, why should that be different than the wrapped nuts or fruits that we said in Siv Zayin that have the din of pasul b'kisnin, that you only make a hamotzi if you're kovei suda alav? So the Riaz we saw, and the Shelti Gvorim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph addresses this question, and he gives the following answer. He writes that Hamuliasos Hanafos Betaner Shehen Maleos Basar Dagim Ovina Omine Rakos Mevarech Alehen Hamotzi V'chein Erev Einai Iker Shenasuyin Pas V'Liftan Keachad. These are like bread and liftan in the same thing. Uluk V'Yasudahim Ba'asuyim. They're meant for V'Yasudah. Now that line is going to be the key phrase that we need to analyze. So we see here that there's a difference between what the filling is. If the filling is a dessert type filling, so then it's pasul b'kisnin. If the filling is a meal type filling, then it's hamotzi, even when you're not koveya suda alav. However, when we look at how this din is quoted in the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham, there's a slightly different formulation. And the question is that difference important? So take a look at the Mishnah Brura and Sifkat and Sadi Dalet. He writes that the reason why Pashtida is different, why is Pashtida Lechem Gamor? Mishum Delodami Lepas HaMemula Beperos Deshani Hasam De'ein asuyin ela lekinuach seuda ula mesika masha'en kein pashtida shememula bebasar derech la'ochlam l'ra'avon u'kedei l'svoa v'havi k'mo shar pas u'vasar kesh'ochal ke'achad. When you eat this pashtida, so why are you eating it? L'ra'avon, l'svoa. You're eating it to fill yourself up. You're not eating it for dessert. For kinua, you're eating it to fill yourself up. And therefore, the bracha is hamotzi. That's what he writes. Now this, of course, relates, this whole halacha, this whole Sif Yud Zayin really, works a lot better if you assume, like the Maamar Mordechai type Mahalich, that what's relevant is the subjective eating style, as opposed to looking at formal conditions. In terms of formal conditions, this pashtida is pasul b'kisnin. But in terms of how it's eaten, it's a meal food, derech l'kvoa alav, and therefore it's hamotzi, always. So this din of Sif Yud Zayin works very well if you learn like the Maamar Mordechai. What if you don't learn like the Maamar Mordechai? As we saw before, many achronim, and very likely the Beis Yosef himself don't learn like the Maamar Mordechai. So you have to say a little more specific. You have to say either the way the Shulta Giborim himself emphasizes that this is pas b'liftan b'basachas, or you could say it like the Mishnah Brura over here, that Mishnah Berurah really works a lot better if you learn like the Maamar Mordechai. Now, we saw before the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to be a mesupik if the Maamar Mordechai is correct. That's why we saw the steers in the Mishnah Berurah. The simplest way the Mishnah Berurah is Maamar Mordechai, right? Derech la'ochlam l'ra'avon. So therefore, it's hamotzi. But you could say, no, that this doesn't meet those criteria. The criteria for category one was when the bread is filled with dessert type food. One way or the other, if we ask, what would the Mishnah Berurah say about deli roll or franks and blankets or the like? L'chora, it should be hamotzi, even if you're not kovei suda alav. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah says that, why is pashtida hamotzi? Because derech l'ochlam l'ra'avon u'kedei l'svoa, And it's certainly true that a deli roll is eaten l'ra'avon v'kedei l'svoa. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkaten Mem Dalad, he emphasizes a slightly different point. He emphasizes that the difference between Siv Zayin and Siv Yud Zayin is that in Siv Zayin, the fruits are soser, the bread. So that's what transforms it from hamotzi to mizonos. In this case, the meat, the fish, the vegetables aren't soser, the bread. He writes, "Bebasar v'dagam ukiyote b'zeh afilu lo kav alav dehanu lo mevatli toras lechem dehem atzman mazon." You have this lechem, and the deli, the fish, the vegetables aren't mevatel toras lechem. In other words, the yesod advarim of pasuk b'kisnin is that the fruits, the nuts, the sweetener, they're mevatel toras lechem. A little bit l'shitaso, by the way, that pasuk b'kisnin isn't really lechem, unlike the Mishnah Berurah. So the idea is that when you fill up the bread with nuts, again, the dough with nuts, with fruit, those nuts and fruit sweeteners are mevatel l'taras lechem. There's no reason why meat, vegetables are mevatel l'taras lechem. Therefore, it would be hamotzi. So it would seem that if you follow the Mishnah Berurah or the Magen Avraham, deli roll is going to be hamotzi. However, Rabbi Willig wants to say, and this, if you look in the old version of the Amar Chais on page Tzadites, he wants to say, no, he doesn't think so. He thinks that if we go back to the source, to the Riyaz, something like deli roll would be mizonos. Why? Because what did the Riyaz himself emphasize? He emphasized that why are these pashtida, why is pashtida hamotzi? Because it's l'kvias suda hem asuyin. This is the kvias suda, meaning to say this is the main course. This is the main course. But if it's not the main course, if it's a side dish, you're not kovei suda on deli roll. Most people, again, we have here machlokas and tzias that we discovered last time. But let's say I'm right. And I'm not sure I'm right, but my informal polling, majority of people said that deli roll is not the main course. It's a side dish. You're not kovei suda on deli roll. You do eat it to fill yourself up. Right, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, we would make a hamotzi, but at the same time, it's not the main course. It's not l'kvias suda heinasuyim. So therefore, Rabbi Willig would say it's a mizonos. I'll read you what Rabbi Willig says. He's not talking explicitly about deli roll, but I think you could argue that it's referring to deli roll as well. He writes, "Hakol taloi b'im." This is how he's medayik from the Riyaz. "Hakol taloi b'im darko leheachel k'ikar suda o l'kinuach." Yesh lion, kashenu l'mesika, v'gam enu l'kviya suda, ala l'sviya, what's the din? D'milashon riaz, nera deba'ina nasa l'kviya suda, kilomar ikara suda l'hechashe pasgamor. V'ilum lashon mishnah bura, mashpe deba'ochlo l'mali ra'avono, v'lisvawa, enu pasabab b'kisnin, ala pasgamor. Nafgamina l'pashtida, hanet shenefes emirakos, Shinoagim ochlo in basar. Huladina nera tedino kapasa babu kisnin. So we're going to go back to the Riyaz. That's why we're going to pass it. Now, just to clarify, the Mishnah Berurah himself did not think he was arguing with the Riyaz. He quotes the Riyaz in the Bir Halacha. So he didn't read the Riyaz like Rabbi Willig, presumably. So, Bekitzer, if we ask the question, why is Pashtida different? Why is Sif Yud Zayin, where we say Pashtida is always Hamotzi, different from Sif Zayin, where we say pas that's memula b'peiros is mizonos if you're not koveya. So we have three possible approaches. The Riyaz slash Ramu, it depends if it is the main course. Are you koveya on it? According to the Magen Avraham, the question is, does the filling clash with the breading? And simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is, depends if you're eating it to satiate yourself or for kinuach. Now, therefore, it seems like actually deli roll would be a big suffix. However, it could be that the way most people make deli roll is going to be pasuk b'kisnin, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. And if you're not kol be'asud alav, you would make mizonos even according to the Mishnah Berurah. Why is that? So it depends how you make your deli roll. There's a couple ways to make your deli roll. The standard way that most people use for a deli roll is to use puff pastry dough. Now, puff pastry dough is really filled with oil. In fact, it's mamish, it's either butter or oil. It's filled with oil. It's the ichor. It has a lot of oil and maybe even ichor oil. I think probably ichor oil. So therefore, even let's say you had puff pastry dough plain. You just baked some puff pastry dough and you ate it. What would the halacha be? Mizonos or amotzi? The answer is mizonos. Why? So full of oil. So it would be category two of pasa b'kisnin. And maybe even for the Sfaradim, because it has so much. I mean, certainly for Sfaradim, maybe even for Ashkenazim, it has so much oil that it's not like challah, right? It's much closer to cake, if you wish. And therefore it would be mizonos. So therefore, putting the deli inside of it doesn't turn it back into bread. And therefore, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, even though you're eating it l'ra'avon, it would not be hamotzi. Now, you could still say, if you hold like the Mar Mordechai and call this a meal food, and you think that is a meal food if you eat it l'ra'avon, then it would still be hamotzi, right? So you could still argue that it's automatically hamotzi, but it's not as automatic. In other words, when it comes to figuring out why it's not a pasa b'kisnin in category one, so that that you don't have. So that is that's what comes out from, so therefore, in a certain sense, you could say, Mimanafshach, it's going to be mizonos if you're not koveya. If you hold like Rabbi Willig, it's going to be mizonos. And if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, it's going to be mizonos for a different reason. The only reason why it would be vade hamotzi always is if you sort of hold like the Maamar Mordechai, but not Rabbi Willig's version of the Maamar Mordechai. However, there's another way to make deli roll. I'll get to you in a second, Moshe. Another way to make deli roll. This way we make it in our family. We don't use puff pastry dough. We use regular type of dough. The dough is not oily. There's probably some oil in it. It's not sweet. Why do we use it that way? First of all, it's much cheaper than the puff pastry dough, which costs a fortune. And it's also much healthier. I should probably say, first of all, it's more healthy. Second of all, it's cheaper. Right? It's much healthier because it's not full of oil. Deli roll is unhealthy enough as it is. You don't need to use puff pastry dough to make it really awful. So you basically go ahead and you make, you use standard dough. You roll deli into it. You roll it into a circle. And therefore, in that case, so then it would come back to this machlokas. Right? In that case, it would come back to this machlokas, namely that according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah Pashtus, it would be hamotzi even if you're not kovei alav, whereas according to Rabbi Willig, it would still be hamizonos. So the way we make deli roll in the Wiederbelling family, taka, it would not be pasha to eat it when you just make a mizonos. The good news is that we only make deli roll for Shabbos, and it's always so good that there's never any left.
That's why I make sure to get the puff pastry bought.
So there's never any leftovers. So we don't have to worry. Yes, Moshe, what's your question?
Okay. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem then you should make hamotzi on knishes, which are filled with kasha or meat or potatoes or something.
You could definitely make that case that a knish is zifyud zayin. I agree. In other words, you're saying another nafkamina between the Mishnah Berurah and Rabbi Willig would be the knish. I don't know exactly how the doughs are made. Some knishes have very, very little mizonos component, in which case you might not say this. Some knishes, the outside might be more similar to puff pastry, but yes, certainly you could imagine a type of knish that would be this very same thing. And like I said, similar thing for Franks in a blanket and the like. Similar type of chakira comes up for berekas. Berekas are similar, but I think they're similar to the deli roll because the bread, the pastry, type dough that's used for the burekas, even on its own, wouldn't be hamotzi. It's not very bread-like at all. If you actually take a look at note 71 regarding burekas, so this is something interesting. Then they're still going to be mizonos. They're still going to be passed by the kisnin. Now it's sort of interesting because in Karen Biavne, berekas would be the main course for supper. But I think what he's saying is that's not the way most people eat berekas. Most people, you see people buy them at the Tachana Merkazit. They take a berek or two, like they would take a ragalach, it's a snack. And therefore, berekas are still going to be mizonos. Why? Again, what he's saying is we're not going to read the Magen Avraham in the formal sense, right? What does Magen Avraham say? That we look whether the filling is soser, the breading, or not. Rather, again, he's taking a Maimon Mordechai Bicca approach. He's saying, look, Maimon Mordechai, what is a bereka? Bereka is a snack food, it's not a meal food. That's what Renis and Karelitz is saying, that berekas are mizonos, unless you're Kovayasud Alayim. Other poskim quoted over here are machalik between big berekas and small berekas. Again, it's the same type of idea. Which is, what does it mean, big berekas, small berekas? Who cares what size it is? The point is that a big berekas is a meal-type food. It's like a calzone. Calzone is vaday hamotzi, even if you only have a mashahu. The small ones are like the ones you buy for a snack at the Tachana Merkazit. And therefore they would be mizonos if you're not koveya aleihem. Yes, Moshe.
And along the same lines, this would also support Rav Schechter's shita that pizza is always hamotzi.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last time. There's nobody who doesn't think pizza is all hamotzi. That's what we talked about last time. There's no tzad at all that pizza is ever a mizonos.
Uh-huh.
It's against the Shulchan Aruch.
For Rebbe, even his deli would be mizonos no matter what.
Okay, we don't pass him like the Taz.
But Ravad is like cautious for the Taz. So like he doesn't want to have Delio outside of because it's a Safik Brachos.
Oh, now we're going to be cautious for
the Taz. We were always Safik Brachos. It's Safik Brachos. No?
No, the Taz is slugged up, like the Mishnah Berurah shows.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, I was assuming correct, Adam, like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, good. So we're going to stop here. There is much more that we can talk about in Simchas Samachas, but really we need to go on. And you know what? I'll even make it into a recording.